This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado's Aug. 1 firearm permit law hands the live discretion to sheriffs and DOR. Senate Bill 25003 takes effect, Aug. 1, 2026. The people who decide how it lands sit in county sheriff's offices and a Department of Revenue division, with the 2026 Attorney General race downstream as the litigation question. Denver, on Aug. 1. 2026, Colorado's permit and card regime for a defined class of semi-automatic firearms goes live. Senate Bill 25003 was signed by Governor Jared Polis on April 10, 2025. It prohibits the manufacture, distribution, transfer, sale, or purchase of a specified semi-automatic firearm on or after that date, unless the buyer holds a firearm safety course eligibility card issued by their county sheriff. The day-to-day discretion that will shape how Coloradans actually experience the new law sits with elected county sheriffs and with a division inside the Colorado Department of Revenue, charged with telling dealers which specific firearm models the statute reaches. The technical scope of the law is fixed by the bill text. The bill's defining section, 18-12-116, subsection 1c, defines a gas-operated semi-automatic handgun as any semi-automatic handgun that harnesses or traps a portion of the high-pressure gas from a fired cartridge to cycle the action, using one of five enumerated mechanisms: a long-stroke piston system, a short-stroke piston system, a direct impingement system, a hybrid system combining the long-stroke piston with either the short-stroke piston or the direct impingement system, and a blowback-operated system. A specified semi-automatic firearm covers either a semi-automatic rifle or shotgun with a detachable magazine or a gas-operated semi-automatic handgun with a detachable magazine. The phrase "Attorney General" does not appear anywhere in the enrolled bill. Under the bill's sheriff card section, 18-12-116, subsection 5b, each sheriff issues the firearm safety course eligibility card and has explicit statutory discretion to deny or revoke it. A sheriff may deny an application if the sheriff has a reasonable belief that documented previous behavior by the applicant makes it likely the applicant will present a danger to himself or others. When a denial or revocation rests on that reasonable belief standard, the sheriff carries the burden of proof by clear and convincing evidence on appeal. Sheriffs are elected county representatives in 62 of Colorado's 64 counties. Denver's sheriff is appointed by the mayor, and Broomfield handles the role through its police chief. Their reading of reasonable belief is the standard any given applicant runs into first. Ameland reported on the signing that sheriffs have significant discretion in this process. The bill's only delegation of interpretive authority over the firearms themselves goes to the Department of Revenue. Section 24-35-122 of Colorado statute states that the division in the Department of Revenue responsible for issuing state firearms dealer permits shall provide guidance and clarification to assist in the implementation of Section 18-12-116 and shall publish and make publicly available guidance about specific models of firearms to which Section 18-12-116, subsection 2, applies. That is a model-by-model job. Applying the statutory definitions to the commercial inventory dealers actually stock. The division reports up through a department headed by a Polis appointee. Its model guidance is what dealers will be expected to follow at the counter. Core standards and records keeping go elsewhere again. The Division of Parks and Wildlife develops the course requirements, builds the training record system, and creates the application form. Teddy Collins, co-owner of Spartan Defense Armory and Training in Colorado Springs, and a lone Republican on the June 30 primary ballot for Colorado Senate District 4, joined the Kim Monson Show Thursday to walk through what the Aug. 1 effective date means for buyers and shops. August 1st, there's going to be some major changes in how you exercise your constitutional right in the state of Colorado, Collins said. Governor Polis decided to sign 003 last year, and the Democrats passed it on a complete party-line partisan vote. Collins serves as Vice President of Industry for the Colorado State Shooting Association and sits on its board. The office controls the state's legal posture, defending Senate Bill 25003 against constitutional challenges, choosing whether to join Bruin-era Second Amendment litigation, and setting prosecutorial priorities for firearms cases. Incumbent Phil Weiser is term-limited and is running for governor, per the Colorado Sun. The June 30, 2026 primary ballot is set. Four Democrats are running: Jenna Griswold, the current Colorado Secretary of State, 41.78% at the March 28 State Assembly; David Seligman, Executive Director of the Nonprofit Towards Justice, 40.61%, Michael DeWerdy, the Boulder County District Attorney, 17.62%, and petitioned on; and Hetal Doshi, a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the DOJ Antitrust Division. Petitioned directly, two Republicans cleared assembly: Michael Allen, District Attorney for the 4th Judicial District, and David Wilson, per KRDO. Collins, on the air Thursday, named Griswold as the Democrat his shop is most concerned about and said he hopes our candidate wins. Whoever inherits the office in January 2027 inherits the state's defense of Senate Bill 25003. If the Colorado State Shooting Association or another plaintiff brings a facial challenge, the Department of Revenue Division finishes its model guidance between now and Aug. 1. Sheriffs build out their card issuance workflows. Dealers rework their point-of-sale process. The June 30 primary narrows the AG field. By the November 3 general election, the law has been in effect 3 months. The Attorney General elected in November takes the oath in January 2027. Who gets a card gets answered across 64 county-level offices every working day starting Aug. 1. And now, Kim's perspective. The accountability picture inside Senate Bill 25003 is concrete. The eligibility card every Coloradan must hold before buying a covered semi-automatic firearm gets issued or denied by an elected county sheriff under a standard the sheriff applies in their own judgment. The guidance dealers must follow gets written by a division inside a Polis-appointed department. The attorney general race matters for what happens in court, but it does not touch the counter on Aug. 1. Citizens who want a say in how this law lands need to know which door they are knocking on. Sheriff races and a sustained reading of the Department of Revenue's guidance are pieces of that picture too. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.